And we're back for another week. So get your popcorn ready. I have a very special guest since this is his second win. So that's why he's back. It's none other than Brett Sugar Mama Johnstone.
Hey, guys.
He's currently sipping tea in a God's Not Dead 2 cup.
I have a God's Not Dead 2 mug with my green tea, so I'm in a good place right now.
And we are here to discuss this league, which has seen Sarah take it by storm.
She has. This is her first year, isn't it?
Yeah, and she is 6-0.
Is she 5-0?
She's 6-0.
Oh, right? She's SMU she's, pony.
She's top heavy.
She is an SMU pony.
That's true. Or a Minnesota Gopher.
Or a Minnesota Gopher, depending on how you look at life. If you're a half glass full or a half glass empty kind of person.
Apparently, we're not even thinking about LSU or Alabama. We're just going to the
mid-tier. We're staying in our lane. We know where we stand.
But girlies just want to have fun. I think it was a bold move that she didn't even like start two players and still won.
Did she bench like two tight ends or something?
No, two guys were out and she did not change them because they were like other people were on bye, so she just like kept it as is.
Oh. Well, that's bold, but it worked.
Like she's like, I don't need Todd Gurley this week.
So she's not in my division, but I had to play her twice this year, which kind of sucks.
Are you looking forward to it?
No, I don't want to play against her. I want to play against Evan more often. And I kind of want to play against Chris because I don't think he's doing too hot lately.
Well, Chris is currently on one of those losing streaks.
He has a 3-loss.
Yeah, him and Grant.
Both on a
3-loss. Tough times lately.
Grant, I understand, but I don't know what Chris... I'll have to look at Chris's team.
Chris said his team wasn't great when he was 3-0. And it seems to be the case as he's coming back down to earth.
Yeah, he was 3-0 when he said that.
He was like, I don't believe in my team. Right? And we're like, we don't believe in your team.
I mean, usually people say that just to be humble, but Chris was actually foretelling the future.
Was that when you came on? It may have been. When he was 3-0. Were you 2-1 at one point, or no?
I've been bad all season. I eked out a win against Evan this week.
Starving for W's. Well, at least you got... $44. I was going to say 94, but that's not you.
No. I've already spent all my money. I'm probably going to drop the player that I spent all the money on, too.
Okay. Are you going to start on the bottom or the top this week? We already discussed a little bit of the top.
So the theme is, let's do poker hands pre-flop.
Okay.
So we're going to go through these teams.
We can start with top.
Which poker hand you would most relate them to? Okay. Pre-flop. So yeah, let's start with girlies want to have fun. Let's start at the top this time.
Girlies want to have fun.
So yeah. I've looked at her team. I've scouted her team out a little bit.
Carolina's on bye.
She didn't put up a lot of points this week. She's certainly...
Christian Kirk was injured. That was the other guy.
She's certainly beatable, even though her team's really good. But she's certainly beatable. I don't know why no one's won yet against her.
The surprise has been Austin Hooper has been so good.
Yes, I have him in another league. He's been outstanding.
So imagine having Hooper and Ertz and then Lamar and Watson.
She's like, got that's like a huge best edge. Tight ends, the best quarterback, one of the best running backs.
Yeah, and one of the best receivers in Cooper Kupp. So like she can sit two players and win because like these are the top of the top this year. And
I need to borrow that notebook that she writes before the draft.
And get all the draft correct.
I wonder if I can
She drafted all these people that nobody thought anything of her draft. What did Yahoo give
Sarah,
her?
Sarah, if you...
A B.
She gave you... Sarah, if you do that notebook again next year, let me rent it for a night. I'll pay you like $10. We'll negotiate.
He'll pay you in eggs.
I have lots of eggs, and I have a God's Not Dead 2 mug that I could offer you as well.
And a hand-drawn Nakim autograph from Brett Johnstone.
I am very, very in demand. So what poker hand would you give her pre-flop?
We have to see, are we supposed to... In this world that we live into, are we supposed to say the right things? You know how, like, everything get appropriated or whatever? I'm going to give her queens.
Pocket queens?
Pocket queens. That's what I'm saying.
I cannot believe you just appropriated her with pocket queens. How dare you?
Even though aces and kings may be better, but Jared, you're a queen.
How dare you? I'm offended.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to run away.
I'm going to give her ace queen.
Not even. Ace queen's a terrible hand.
No, it's a strong hand, but it's very beatable.
But she's not beatable. You know, she's 6-0.
She has an ace with Christian McCaffrey.
She's got like four aces.
She has.
She
okay,
literally
so
has like four aces.
She has the least points against in the entire league. That's why I'm saying she's beatable.
But she has the most. She's like the second most
she
points.
She has the second most points, but she's very beatable because she has the most. The least points against.
I don't think you can call somebody really beatable when they're 6-0.
coming from a guy that's 2-4. Yeah,
That's beatable.
Barely scored 130 to beat Evan.
Yeah. So,
strong hand, but certainly okay. Has its weakness.
I thought as a top, one of us would give her aces, but apparently not.
We're a harsh.
So everybody else is about to be
ace queen suited. Like it's a strong hand.
Everybody else is about to hit reality.
I would go all in on ace queen suited.
Okay, so we got queens and ace queen suited.
You didn't give her pocket aces. What are you talking about?
I would call her easily beatable the whole time.
She's not easily beatable. I'm just saying possibly beatable. I keep like changing my story as we go.
To somebody who hasn't lost. Possibly beatable. Now we're here at Senor Grande Pecho.
He's very happy, I could tell. He's having a good run.
Do you think he's just like walking around this week with his shirt off and just like flexing?
I hope so. He's got to show the world that he means business.
He told me today he found his tight end. He was really excited.
Who, Ricky Seals-Jones? I was laughing. Did he have one catch 12. For a touchdown?
No, he's got 12.
Oh, wow.
Two double-digit games. That's his man.
That's because Njoku went down.
His new O'Shaughnessy. What do you think about his team?
I mean, he's got a solid team. He's already beat me this year.
Twice? That's kidding.
No, he hasn't beat me twice. He had to put up a lot to beat me, but he managed to do it, and I think his team's pretty decent.
Okay.
I don't trust the Jets, so I don't know about Robbie Anderson.
Okay.
AJ Brown. He's got some interesting players. Like James White could go off on any game, but also be completely silent in any game.
10 points. James White has never been a guy that I thought would go off on me.
10's the max he's gotten? Oh, I thought he's got more than that.
Maybe you're thinking about another White. Walter White. I'm just
Walter
kidding.
Walter White. So what pre-flop hand would you give
Alex? Definitely pocket jacks, because he's a joke. I'm just kidding. But I am giving him jacks. Has he named his team Senor Grande Pecho? And
that's a good Antonio Pocket Brown Jack's
is,
name.
Yeah, Antonio Brown's the biggest joker this week. Just tweeting every day, miss me and all this stuff. He tweeted that today.
Nobody misses him. I'll give him my favorite hand. I'll give him pocket tens.
I feel like that also identifies his tight ends. Like they're like joker wild cards every week.
All of his comments
Jack
about
jokers.
About Lizard this week.
Yeah.
Lizard.
Yeah.
I was laughing. I love those comments. So I'll give him pocket tens, my favorite hand. It's a good luck charm. It's good to see Alex doing well.
He's got Zane Gonzalez. I think he gets like a Hispanic kicker every year. Like last year was Santos.
To celebrate heritage or something?
Santos, Aguayo. I'm just listing guys. I'm surprised. Yeah, I don't know who's the next one.
Wait, is Aguayo still in the league?
No.
He was hailed as like the best kicker of all time coming
in.
They
spent like a third round pick on him.
And then he left as quickly as he arrived.
Yep.
It's so sad.
Who's
next?
Boats and Toes. I can't catch Boats and TOs.
Well, you've caught him. You're tied with him.
But I'm always behind him in points.
Don't worry. I'm playing him this week. You know he's up against trouble.
True. Let's see what Boats and Toes. Oh, he's in trouble. He's got like four guys on bye.
I have four guys on bye. He's only got three. He's actually, I think, better shape than I am.
Well, John Brown's going to rip a new one this week.
John Brown.
He's got the Dolphins.
Is that their number one receiver?
Yeah.
Tells you how much I know about that team.
What? He might get 20 or he might get 10. But he's not going to get zero. especially against the Dolphins.
Don't most teams just run it against the Dolphins? They actually use receivers?
Yeah.
I thought they'd be able just to bully them.
No, McLaurin got like 102 touchdowns, but it was only four catches.
102 touchdowns?
Yeah. From Case Keenum.
From Case Keenum.
Yeah. So it's possible from Josh Allen. So what do you think about this team? Or do you know the poker hand?
I mean, he's got Baker Mayfield leading the way, and I think he's thrown the most interceptions of any quarterback this season, even more than Jameis. So I don't have a lot of faith. Marvin Jones is definitely on the downslope. Brandon Cooks.
He blocked a lot of passes.
Brandon Cooks is in a crowded wide receiving core. Le'Veon Bell's all right. Matt Breida's all right. Like, I don't know. I think his team's kind of middling.
I don't fear this team at all. I just know the perfect. Are you just talking him down because you're playing him?
Yeah, kind of.
I know the perfect hand for Jake.
What's the perfect hand for Jake?
He is definitely 10-9 suited connectors.
Suited connectors. So he's got to catch something to
10-9
clubs.
No, it's like a sneaky hand. Like people love playing a 10-9 because there's so many like options. Uh-huh. You got like straights on both sides. Then you got like a flush draw. Or you can catch a shitty pair. Like, see, look, he's got outs everywhere.
He does have a lot of outs. I'll give you that. I'd probably agree with you on some kind of suited connector with him.
Are you going to give him like a 4-5
suited? Yeah, I think he's a little bit weaker than 9-10 suited. I'd say 7-8 suited.
That's like one category down.
Yeah, but if he catches like a pair of 8s, okay, anyone like, I want Alex to be able to beat him with his pocket 10s.
Okay.
So, we'll see how Jake does this.
Anybody can beat Sierra because she doesn't have pocket 10s.
Jake's in my division, so I kind of have to down talk him a little bit. Just, you know.
I think he's in my division.
He's in both our division. I don't like seeing the top player in my division doing well. So
okay.
Hopefully, I can take him down a notch this week.
Good, because I'm right behind him, and I need to win. I'm just trying to collect wins. You can see what I'm trying to do.
Daniel,
I am
good
adding
in those
Mike
bonds.
Nugent, so I have crazy waivers.
Oh my goodness. And you proposed 2 trades with Amanda.
Yeah, I'm trying to get...
I hope she shuts those down
so
quickly.
She probably will. I'm trying to get Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold?
I'm desperate.
You're a traitor to the Cowboys.
To society, probably. Yeah. I'm trying to get the New York connection so I can get Josh Allen, Daniel Jones, and Sam Darnold. I'm pretty much team
New York.
You
want the trifecta.
Yeah. I want to cover the whole state of New York. Hey, they got a good matchup. I mean, this is like the most confident I've been all season, which means I'm going to lose.
I don't know if that's a good strategy, but it's a strategy.
Like, it's the best matchups I've had all season is this week. Like, I had really good quarterback matchups.
Yeah, Josh Allen beats Miami. Yeah, you have the best matchups. Who are you playing this week?
Grant.
Oh, poor Grant.
Poor
sweet, innocent Grant. It's going to be a while until we get to him.
He's going to wait. He always listens. So, Grant, just take a nap.
Grant, I'm cheersing.
Watch the debate.
I'm cheersing my green tea to you right now. Just as a sign of honor and friendship.
The best thing is Mahomes plays on Thursday, so I know how much to catch or not catch because he's been a little cold lately, below 20 recently.
Yeah, I've noticed that Mahomes has been.
So, what do you think of my team?
I like your tight ends for sure.
I lost one.
McLaurin turned out to be pretty good. I had
he was worth
no hope in
$17.
Tyler Lockett, Stephon Diggs. Yeah, you got a pretty good team. I would not. Have we played each other yet?
Yeah.
You beat me, didn't you? I can't really remember.
I think I barely beat you.
But we played each other twice.
We were not good. Neither of us were good at that. No. Our teams were cellar dwelling.
I definitely do. Seeing your lineup this week, I definitely would not want to play against you. I think you've got a solid lineup.
I'm trying to figure out what cards I am. State Farm swap.
Yeah, State Farm is telling you to swap out your kicker. You better do it soon.
Oh, no. I can't even cut my kicker. He's been that good.
Like, Sly?
Usually, yeah, he's the Carolina kicker.
Oh, dang. He gets lots of points.
I know. That's why. Just one bad game, but everything's like 8 minimum.
Your one bad game is like my best game for my kickers.
I've gone through like 3.
But when you think about it, it makes sense because Carolina only has Christian McCaffrey. So
they got to kick a lot of field goals.
They don't score every
Once
time.
Once they shut him down, there's no other end zone opportunity.
He's got to run it all in himself, like 40 yards away. Yeah, I can't think of a good card for myself. Oh, I know what I'm giving myself. Pocket eights.
Pocket eights?
Yeah.
So a solid hand.
A solid hand.
Kind of sneaky, but very beatable at the same time.
That's my team. It's not like I have been, like if anybody's going to argue about my team is that I have been very beatable, but here I am.
I think your team's
4-2.
You're the most improved over the season. I think your team's gotten
Much
better as the season's gone on.
Better.
Compared to most people whose teams have gotten worse.
I could see that. Yeah, my players are getting better. I don't know how. Like Philip Lindsay's a little bit better
now.
Yeah,
they're all getting better. You're definitely on a good upswing.
But pocket takes are sneaky. And I'm like not going to be like favored against the top dogs. But I can out them with my pocket eight.
Yeah. Well, at least for this, I give you pocket canes for this week. I think your team is going to put up a lot of points this week.
What about a normal week? What the hell is going outside your house?
What's that noise? Is it raining?
Maybe.
Or is that hail?
I didn't think it was supposed to hail. It probably was rain. What if you had to grade it over 14 weeks?
Well, I'll give that grade at the end of the 14 weeks.
So I'm Pocket Kings. And we're off to the Buffalo Babies.
Poor sweet Chris. Now, what's wrong with his team? Let's see.
It is rain. I didn't know it was going to rain today.
It's like a heavy kind of rain. It's like there might be hail mixed in there.
It would be harder in this hail.
So, Dak
has not been good.
Philip Rivers has been terrible.
That explains a lot. The last 3 games of these 2 guys, it must be God.
No, that's not as bad as I thought.
Well, he was terrible for like 2 quarters.
I have Keenan Allen, and Keenan Allen's been just awful, so I'm assuming that Philip Rivers has not been good. Muhammad Sanu, I didn't even know he was in the NFL.
He's been doing really well. I don't know how, but like he's either been good or bad.
13's his top. I guess
he's doable.
Alvin he's a fire. Oh, he's got Damien Williams. I think Damien Williams is a little overrated because I don't think Kansas City uses their running backs that much.
They use like a committee.
And they use all 3 of them. I'm kind of disappointed with Kansas City.
AJ Green
he's
might
got
come
Deontay
down.
Deontay Johnson, and AP, and Brian Pringle. Who are these people?
Brian Pringle was that guy that came in when Tyreek Hill was hurt, and then he disappeared.
Okay, so Chris has a lot of like up and comers and
his high floor and very low low floors. I mean,
yes,
very low.
These
floor.
Players have very low floors. I can guarantee that Deontay Johnson is not going to get a solid point total every week.
Okay,
I don't even know who that is.
I know what hand I'm giving Chris.
What hand are you giving Chris?
Pocket fives.
Okay, so if he sneaks in, he can beat you. Especially if he catches a trips.
Most likely something on the flop is going to be better than what he has.
I'd give him something
like
weaker.
A pair. Like if a pair, if the board pairs up, he's probably in trouble. Mm-hmm. But until then, he's going to be in the lead.
I'd give him like 9-4 suited.
Oh man!
So that his only hope is really catching a flush.
Wow, you're really harsh.
He's on a 3-game losing streak.
Fine, I'll give him pocket threes.
That's what I was going to give myself.
No, you just ran 2-7.
Yeah, all right. Bad. Yeah, Chris, I'm cheersing you right now in my God's Not Dead 2 mug, so much respect to your team. I hope you prove me wrong in my analysis.
All right, next we got definitely not Hydra.
Poor Amanda.
I definitely know her hand. For me,
is it a hand that's really good, but everyone always beats it?
Ace Jack.
Is that a really good hand that everyone always beats?
I feel like Ace Jack seems great, but you never connect everything with it. Like you catch a shitty part of it.
I actually want to give her pocket aces because in my poker, so I was in a poker tournament recently, and every time someone had pocket aces, they lost every single time. So it's the strongest hand, but It's like it rarely wins for some reason, at least to me.
Well, that's ace jack for me.
So
I feel like ace 10 is even better than ace jack.
Yeah, I feel bad because I had to put up 250 to beat her.
I put up 220
to beat her.
Does it make it bad that if I would have beat her by like 2 if I didn't have Stefan Diggs, if I took a 0? I did.
So you still technically,
won,
even without that massive,
massive total overkill. Diggs was my overkill, but a lot of other people did do well.
Yeah, your team's gotten strong, but she's got a really good team. I really like Darren Waller.
Yeah, she's really deep. Like the only people that like, maybe the tight end.
Mark Andrews is really good.
She didn't even have to use Jeff Swain.
I like her tight ends.
There's nobody I don't like except for Derrick Henry.
I'm not a huge fan of Mike Williams. Mike Williams had a good game this past time because Keenan Allen didn't do anything, but I don't think that's going to hold up.
Derrick Henry just needs positive game flow.
He's the lead running back for Tennessee?
Yeah.
I mean, he's had massive games. He only had one really bad game.
No, but like he doesn't score unless they're winning.
Unless they're winning. So he's not a come from behind running.
Because he gets like 18 carries, but look, like they're all for like 80 yards.
Yeah.
So like you need a touchdown.
Yeah.
So he's basically a better version of Carlos Hyde. I saw this ridiculous thing of Carlos Hyde's touchdowns since 2016, and like all his touchdowns, which is like 15 of them or 18 of them, are inside the 10-yard line, and the longest one was 8, and everything else is like 3 yards. 2, 1,
so
one,
he's,
2.
He's a plotter. He's a power back plotter.
Like that's why, like, unless Carlos Hyde is inside the 3-yard line, you're not getting a touchdown from him that week. Mm-hmm. And what's the chances of that? Like, that's why he's a hard play.
Yeah.
And Derrick Henry's a better version of that because he can break off a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
What do we have next?
We're getting to shitty teams for real.
We're getting to the bottom half.
We're getting to the sewer.
Oh, Sewer Rats the second.
Are you going to do Sewer Rat the third?
No, because I have 4 guys on my team with the second as their...
It's true.
So I had to put a 2 after my name because half of my roster has one.
They're like... Minshew?
And I was told that Gardner Minshew, there is no Gardner Minshew the first.
Oh,
someone told me that. It was either Grant or Alex.
He just has a second.
He just has a second written after
Mark him. Mark Ingram the what? Second.
Ronald Jones the second.
Allen Robinson the second. Yep. So when did he become the second?
I don't know. They're all reborn.
I swore I played Allen Robinson before and he did not
he
have
didn't
a
have
second.
The 2 appended to his name. Yeah.
Like 3 years ago.
He might have done that just to be on my team, knowing that I would name my team.
Is there any other players you can pick up with a second?
I had Philip Dorsett, but I dropped him, and then someone picked him up. He has a second, yeah.
Oh,
so there's plenty of players out there for me to
Famous
augment
James.
My name.
You just have to not watch Famous Jameis.
I didn't start him this week, and I should have, actually, even with his 6 turnovers.
He was so bad.
Minshew laid a turd.
A good turd.
Minshew's got a good matchup.
And Jameis has a bye, so you're stuck.
Yeah, I'm stuck with this Jimmy and Gardner.
They both got green matchups. Washington is not good.
That's true.
Keenan Allen and Tyler Boyd are the same player.
They both suck now.
Like they're
they both gotten so
they're,
bad.
They're
as
both
the season's
possession
gone.
Receivers.
They both are terrible.
And they no longer possess.
Look at Keenan's numbers the first 3 games. Look at his numbers next 3.
Well, they say that happens every year because like the Chargers lose so many people to injury, like on offense and defense. So by like week 6, there's nobody left. So like nobody's blocking.
Oh, so they don't have an O-line.
Yeah, they don't have a tight end anymore. They don't have anybody, a receiver. So the only person they have left is just Keenan Allen. And it's kind of hard just to be Keenan Allen.
So what hand would you give my team?
Oh, man. That's a good question. What hand would you give yourself?
I said I was giving myself pocket 3s because it's a really bad hand most of the time, but every now and then, if you go in all in preflop and ace king calls you, you can beat him. Like, I beat Amanda. I can beat aces if I catch a 3 on the flop.
I'm going to
But it's rare.
Give you like ace 4.
You can catch a straight with ace 4.
5.
That's a solid hand.
Yeah, but you got to catch it. Like, you know, like, you're not, they're not playing ace four to catch a straight.
Ace, no, you're not. Ace four suited?
No.
So I can't catch the flush? No.
Straight up ace four offsuit.
That's like, that's a bad hand that I typically wouldn't
like
play.
You look at your team, like, one card, you're like, oh, this is good. And you look at the other one, you're like, no. You're like, what should I do now? So, like, you're only tempted because you see an ace. Like, I couldn't even give you, like, a king nine, which is, like, a really good hand.
And the four almost looks like an ace when you first look at your hand. And so you get kind of that excitement initially, and then it leads to disappointment.
And then, like you said, you can catch a straight, but who's catching the 2-3-5
straight? Who's chasing a straight, yeah.
The 2-3-5 straight.
That makes sense. So. Yeah, my team needs to get better if I'm going to do anything this season.
It needs to have a suspended active guy.
I need Kareem Hunt to not be suspended. I need Antonio Brown to come back.
You need the hero of Bonifon.
Yeah, I need McCaffrey to get injured, so Bonifon. That's the dirtiest pickup I've ever made. Just hoping for injury. Hoping and praying for injury.
He's not going to be anywhere near Christian McCaffrey, even if healthy. Like, we all know he's not going to play 99% of the snaps. He would die.
I like how you said that was the biggest sewer rat pickup you've ever
seen. It was. Like, the whole week, like, you heard the Antonio Brown news and you went, like, sewer rat at him. It was funny because earlier that day, somebody else had taken A. Brown, that other guy from Tennessee. I was like, who the fuck did Brett pick up?
I was like, oh, I picked up the real Antonio Brown.
The real Antonio Brown.
Awaiting his sentencing.
And begging the league to let him back in.
Someone's going to want him. I think he's going to come back eventually.
He's filing lawsuits as we speak.
It's a dirty, horrible situation.
He's filing grievances as we speak.
He's the speculative pickup.
All right. But you need wins, not speculations.
Speculation's more fun than wins.
You need, like, concrete evidence right now.
So Spartans is 2-4 after getting a dirty win against me. I still am not happy about that.
Lose to him 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, because Aaron Jones had 4 touchdowns against the Cowboys. Not only did the Cowboys lose in embarrassing fashion, but I lost in embarrassing fashion because Aaron Jones put up like 50.
Yeah. Well, his team is finally healthy. It took like 7 weeks.
It took 7 weeks for his team to get healthy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill's back.
Tyreek Hill's back.
Gallup is going to be the featured receiver.
Gallup is back. Golden Tate is in. And then
Miles Sanders started coming on. Yeah, he might actually.
Marlon Mack is back.
He might actually have a really good team going forward.
It took him forever. I don't know if Kirk Cousins is back, but at least he's like...
And he barely lost to Alex this week. I thought he was going to win that.
Man, every time he has like one quarterback, his other quarterback fucks up.
So Jared Goff is my quarterback in my other league, and oh, it was bad.
He had trouble.
I lost.
Lost the trouble.
So badly because of Jared Goff.
Apparently the Niners defense got really good all of a sudden.
Yeah, they are very good.
And he's got Chris Herndon, who hurt himself.
He's got Juju.
And he's got Corey Davis.
Yeah, he's got a solid lineup.
You can get Corey Davis.
I don't want Corey Davis.
Instant start.
No.
No? What kind of hand would you give this team?
I'd give him a strong hand because he's got a up-and-coming team here. Okay. Even though he's 2-4. I'd give him suited king-queen.
Okay.
Because you can catch a lot with that. Catch a high pair, catch a straight, catch a flush. I think there's a lot of open-ended possibilities for Kyle right now. Even though he is 2-4, that's just a bad start to the season. Hmm. What hand are you going to give him?
Queen Jack suited.
So slightly worse than what I'm ranking him.
Yeah.
But still solid.
He had to build up for the long haul. Like, it took him like 5 weeks to build this roster up. So you have to have some suffering. But then you get king, queen.
It's like Chad Morris in Arkansas. It takes about 5 years to build up your recruiting base.
You had to tempo-copter.
You know, tempo-copter.
His way to a good team.
Michigan State, I'm sure the coach is doing the same thing. He's building up the roster for 5 years in the future.
Let me see.
Oh, that was harsh. I didn't mean that, Kyle. I love Michigan State.
Like, it was rough times in week 3 for him. Like, so many people were out.
Nelson Aguilar was his top receiver, so that's never a good sign.
So he's come a long way.
Yeah, he definitely has.
And he survived it because he's 2-4. I guess that's survival. I thought he was better than 2-4. I thought he was 3-3. Guess not.
No, he's not.
Are you surprised that he's 0-3 against his division, since we always talk shit about his division? With Evan and Buffalo Babies in it, and not that great girl, you just want to have fun. So you're only saying
CJ. No, she's good. I'm just saying she's beatable. I'm trying to convince myself that hope is not lost when I have to play her twice this year.
Well, I'm just saying he's 0-3, so like if that division,
yeah,
like his wins are from our division.
His wins are against me and someone else.
It might be me.
Did he beat you?
I don't even know. Maybe.
I don't remember.
It was so long.
All right, let's move on to number 9. Who's number 9?
Your friend. Your friend. Grant, it's finally your turn. Did you wake up? Or are you still watching
Grant,
the debate?
There's no way he's still listening to this podcast.
Grant listens every week.
His attention span is not.
He's a hardcore. He's basically the reason we made 50 cents on this podcast.
I thought it was the people in Sweden that were listening to this podcast.
Yes. Two people in Sweden and Grant. Those are our demographic.
So he's got Amari who's injured. DJ Chark, Devontae Parker. Oh dear. Saquon who's been injured kind of.
He's
Noah Fant, I don't know who that is.
He's a rookie. Blake.
Larry Fitzgerald's been good this year.
Yeah.
DK Metcalf's been pretty decent. Frank Gore. Has Frank Gore been good or not really?
Let's see. He's been
Frank Gore. Yeah, he's had some all right weeks.
And then he's got these guys on the bench.
And then he's got these guys.
Like Todd Gurley's backup. Tyreek Hill's backup. LeSean McCoy. Philip Dorsett, who gave us a hard time about not picking up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the IR King Njoku.
Yeah, I actually want Philip Dorsett back on my team because you can see the 2 after his name.
Yeah, he might be pretty cheap considering he's questionable.
I think he's going to play this week.
Return to practice, hamstring.
Yeah, I think he's going to play. Grant, if you want to trade for Philip Dorsett, I'll give you...
Man, 9 targets, 2
I'll
for 10
I'll give you like a running
yards.
Back like Ronald Jones.
That's not ideal, 9 targets, 2 for 10. But Brett just wants the 2. Why did you drop off the 2?
Yeah, I just want him for his name.
Namesake?
So what kind of hand would you give Grant in his never-ending complaints about his injuries?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Jack 7.
Suited?
No. No suited, just Jack.
So Jack 7 you would only play if you were desperate about to get blinded out and had to go all in.
It's a shit talker's hand, I feel like. Like people
like
who
a
like
good
him
bluffing,
a lot.
Like a good bluffing hand.
Like Jack 7,
him,
Jack 8.
I give him 7 deuce because that's a fun hand to bluff with. Because you don't play it to play it, you play it just to prove that you're a good bluffer.
I'm giving him a Jack for Patrick Mahomes. And Saquon, those are your jacks.
That's his jack.
And everything and else is 7. Everything
Frank
else
Gore.
Is 7 or more.
No, he can. I mean, he's already beat me this year, but I'll play him again. I think I'll beat him the next time.
You seem pretty confident.
I am. There's only a few players I'm confident
we should
about beating.
Grant, just play Brett in like 10 hand of pocket threes versus Jack 7s, and the winner gets to win the matchup. Like, I want to see if Brett you can bluff Brett out of pot, even though you know
based
each other's
based on the number
hand.
Of injuries he has to bluff to win now. He's got to, you know. He's got to make you fold. You've got to defeat yourself in order to lose against Grant. As harsh as that sounds, Grant can still win by bluffing. Just intimidation.
Yeah, if you lose to Devontae Parker, that's bluffing your way through.
I didn't know anyone owned Miami players.
Sometimes you're desperate, bro.
Desperation.
I mean, when you're not, if anything goes.
Okay, so last we have the German War Hospital.
Who likes to talk about how all his players are injured.
I know, it's pretty funny.
It's a common theme, like the 9th and 10th team talking about how their players
injuries,
and
injuries.
How we should extend. And I like think some of his players don't even need to be on his team. If he's so worried about injuries.
Yeah, but there's not a lot out there on the waiver wire.
But would you keep Rex Burkhead? Kenyon Drake? Like, these are not right.
He started Kenyon Drake against me. He got
was
decent points.
Oh, 10 for 4.
Yeah, he beat out Ronald Jones.
That's not hard to do.
I was impressed with Kenyon Drake.
Man, this is a murderer's row of running backs that nobody wants.
I really like Golladay. I thought Golladay was going to beat me.
He was.
Because the first play of the game, he got like 70 yards or something. And I was like,
dropped two balls that would have beat you. So,
yeah.
It was really weird that Stafford didn't have a touchdown.
I'm actually shocked that I won this week. I thought I was going to lose, actually, when I saw how bad Keenan Allen did.
Well, hopefully he's starting Josh Jacobs, because Green Bay wants you to run it more than throw it.
Is he Oakland's starting running back?
Yeah.
Were they on bye this week? Is that why you didn't start him against me? Okay.
I mean, it's probably a better option than these two guys. Hopefully Sterling Shepard comes back. I don't know what Devontae Adams is.
Oh, I like how Auden Tate's now like the number one receiver for Cincy. Like, Tyler Boyd apparently is just done.
Not even good. Did you watch that video of him catching those balls? So good.
Where he falls down on every catch?
Like,
everything's like a dramatic fall down catch.
Five of them.
He had 12 targets? Yeah. And we had five receptions? Why is Andy Dalton throwing it to him?
Have you seen those catches?
Why is he not throwing it to Tyler Boyd?
I'm
going to
send you those catches. They are insane and so unnecessary every time. Like, it was not necessary. Like, what the hell, Alden Tate? Why are you doing that? I was confused. Mm-hmm. Well, what hand are you going to give him?
Evan? What's his record? 1-5? You know, if his people heal themselves... Mm-hmm. What's a good late game poker hand? Like a late season poker hand. Maybe he can
There's
make a
no
comeback.
Late season poker hand.
Where you need runner to hit.
7-3.
7-3, yeah. He needs He's going to catch a straight at the end of the season. I think Evan's going to make a comeback. If I had to predict who's going to be fighting for last place, I really think it's going to be Chris versus... Grant at this point. I think Evan's gonna
I just feel
work
like
his way up.
Evan just got the best blessing and Chris and Grant are in trouble. I'm definitely going 8-2 because that's a shitty hand that you don't want. Like, there's nowhere to go. You're just like stuck.
That explanation was so simple.
You're just like stuck. Like, that's what Evan's talking about. I'm like stuck. I can't do anything week. I just have all these guys injured, and that's what 8-2 is. Like, you're already committed because you're in the blinds, and you got 8-2, and everybody's looking at you, and you have to either decide to bluff or to fold your hand.
I think he's gonna turn it around. He's got, well, he does have the least amount of points in the league. I thought he was gonna be a little bit better. It's actually him and Chris that have the least.
Is it like a big margin? Let's look at Evan's schedule of your turnaround.
So at the end of the season, he's got to play Sarah, Chris, you, and Kyle. Sarah is certainly beatable. I keep saying that. She's still undefeated.
I mean, it's not the hardest schedule, but not the easiest.
No, yeah. If you had to play like me, Chris...
When do you play Sarah twice is my question. Oh, man. It's coming, Brett. Winter is coming. You got her twice in the next 3 weeks after this week.
Wait, am I playing Alex again?
No, that's not you. That's her.
Oh.
She's playing you twice.
Yes, she is. She got a good matchup to play me twice because my team is not that good right now.
Well... If she's beatable, it's going to happen soon because he's playing Alex and King Brett twice and Amanda.
King Brett.
And Amanda. Like the top tier of the league. The cream of the crop. It's here. It's not me. So, I thought I played her twice, but you're right. It's her. It's you that plays her twice. Mm-hmm. Do you have any last words?
No, I think we covered this week pretty well.
I think so too. See you later, guys. Please like and subscribe us.
You can do a commercial for...
No, that would be really funny. Please go join my Pinterest.
Go download the app called Anchor.
I'm now on TikTok.
It is wonderful. Thank you. Peace.